Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lord's blessings to everyone in Christ Jesus. Thanks for being here with us for our service today. We celebrate this morning Good Shepherd Sunday, and we talk about our Lord as our Good Shepherd who leads us and whom we love. We're blessed to have a wonderful service to celebrate this morning, and we are thankful that you're here. We also welcome those who are joining us on the radio today. Thanks for tuning into our service there. And we'll begin our service with our opening hymn. That's hymn 719, I Leave All Things to God's Direction. And we do invite the congregation to please stand if you're able on the last verse of the hymn. Let's sing. We begin this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
We observe a moment of silence for reflection on God's word and self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We continue now with our introit there on page 3. Christ has risen from the dead. God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor. He has given him dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under his feet. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. We continue now with our hymn of praise this morning. That's hymn 837, Lift High the Cross.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have awakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our first reading for this morning on Good Shepherd Sunday and our fourth Sunday of Easter comes from Acts chapter 2. We begin in verse 42 there. It's provided for you in the bulletin. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue this morning with Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle lesson from Peter's first epistle to the church. We begin in verse 19 of chapter 2. Peter writes, "This is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was a deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." This is the word of the Lord. We invite the congregation to please stand now if you're able for our Alleluia verse and our reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Would you join us now in singing our hymn of the day for Good Shepherd Sunday, hymn 709, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We hear about a lot of things each day as we go through our lives. But something we don't hear much about, I want to talk about with you this morning. Followers. Followers. We don't hear much about them. Leadership. Now that has had thousands of gallons of ink spilled about it. Leadership's a big deal. How to stand out among followers or subordinates, as they call them, and become a leader. Have you ever walked around a Barnes & Noble bookstore and seen a single book on followership? Nah, you're not going to find it. And if you did, you'd think it was a joke, right? 10 steps to becoming a follower. According to the Harvard Business Journal, if you're interested in this, there really hasn't been much social research done on this real group of folks, right? Subordinates in a company or something, people who are under the leader. Not much research at all. I wonder to myself, why is that? It's obvious. Because everybody is a follower. Even the people we call leaders have a plethora of ways in which they're following, and maybe only one or two ways in which they're actually leading anything. Have you ever thought about yourself as a follower? It's something we should all know about ourselves. In fact, if we go back into the Bible and we look in Genesis, we'll see that God created Adam and Eve, and thus all humanity, to basically follow him, to obey his law, and to live free and thankful within his provision. And the problems for poor Adam and Eve began when Eve and Adam were tempted to become, guess what? Leaders. And could we say in the context of our Good Shepherd Sunday that they were tempted to shepherd themselves? But it was all a trick. One slithering lie from Satan. One bait and switch. And their dream of shepherding themselves would be shown for what it truly was. Death. And a following of the devil. They went from being true followers of God and fully human to hiding from him in the cool of the garden, less now than human. Jesus calls us this morning on Good Shepherd Sunday, his sheep. His sheep. And when he calls us as his disciples, like he did the disciples in the Bible, he says, come and follow me. He says it in Mark chapter 1. He says it to the rich young ruler in Luke 18. He says it in Matthew chapter 16 as well. Pick up your cross and follow me. But strangely enough, Jesus doesn't come into our world to turn us into followers. Although this is often thought to be one of Jesus' motives. Or one of the transitions, if you will, that takes place when a person becomes a believer, they become a follower. The world doesn't smile on that much, does it? He doesn't come to the world to change us into followers. The reality is shown in Genesis and in life. When we are able by grace to be humble and see that we already are followers. Every single one of us. We constantly follow things in our lives like social trends, political movements, purchasing trends, and maybe the most obvious, other people. always watching others, are we? Paying close attention so we can secretly emulate. I love it when it comes to like, you know, clothes and hats, sunglasses, cars, things like that. We get our ideas from somewhere, right? We're copying. Ever want to remodel your house or give your place a little more curb appeal? What do? You turn on HGTV and follow what you see. Now, we're tricky about this. We won't just necessarily make it exactly like we saw. We'll follow a few people, sort of combine them together, and make it look very unique and very much our own. If you buy something on Amazon, first you follow the reviews. And here's one place social media has actually done something good for us. Because in social media, on those platforms, when we want to engage, it cracks me up. We literally have to follow people. How many people are you following on your Facebook or your Instagram or your Twitter? Social media is showing us that we are followers. And what does this have to do with Good Shepherd Sunday or John chapter 10? It's simple. We are sheep. That's what sheep do. They follow. Even if it hurts our pride to hear Jesus say it, that's what he said. He's the shepherd, and we're the sheep. Being human means it's impossible for us not to follow. From Genesis to John's gospel this morning, from Acts to today, we're all constantly chasing after something. Maybe it's a dream that you have, that you're going for in life. Maybe it's a goal. Maybe it's a retirement. Maybe it's financial security in the future. And for those things, we will give ourselves up, blood, sweat, and tears to follow them. But this morning, I want to show you something else about being a follower. And first, we need to notice within ourselves how absolutely blind we are to this. It's incredible. We're so caught up a little bit, right? Or a lot, in that serpent's lie from the garden, that we're free and self-sufficient and our own shepherds, masters of our own destiny. The self is what matters today. There's a famous author whose name I can barely pronounce. His name is Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. And he writes a book entitled The Little Prince. And this can kind of help us understand our following nature or being sheep. Listen to his quote. He says, "If you want to build a ship, don't drum up people to collect wood and don't assign them tasks and work. But instead, teach them to long for the endless immensity of the sea." This shows us that what we follow is what is truly inspiring us, what motivates us, what we long for. It's more like a compass needle, right? We're pulled towards whatever our polar north is, whatever we truly love. That's what we give ourselves to. And there's a plethora of things that we all truly love. Ask yourself this morning, what is yours? What do you truly love? That's what we're following. Can we be honest about it? This morning, even with ourselves, I mean, nobody else will hear, right? It's just going on up here and right here. God already knows, right? There's nothing that's hidden from his sight. He knows. And on this point is where Jesus, being our good shepherd, really comes into focus. Jesus doesn't come as our good shepherd to turn us into followers. He comes as our good shepherd because he knows we are already followers. We're sheep, as he says, and we're just lacking the one thing needful, the one person that we need to be following. The only one who can bring us life. Still caught up in the lie of the devil, the one he told our first parents, still chasing death and calling it life. Created things of the earth, false security that won't last and can't bring us life. Jesus comes to us as our good shepherd that we might stop following things that can give no life. As he says in our reading in verse 10, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And he leads us to turn from our idolatrous living, smash our golden calves as he reorients us to do what we do best. Follow. But now, to follow him. To restore what was lost in Eden. And to bring us back to what we were created to be, followers of God in the first place. And he goes about this work with remarkable, remarkable wisdom. See, he knew we were followers. He watched Israel follow and follow. He saw them in the desert when he had rescued them out of their slavery and their bondage, and they wanted to go back to Egypt and follow the food. He knows who we are, so he graciously provided us someone to follow. Something to follow, even. His law. His commandments. But people would rather follow evil. Hung up on ourselves, we sin and we break his law, so he does something truly amazing. He sends his only begotten Son into our flesh to be our Savior. You know what his Son says right after he starts his ministry? Follow me. He calls us what we are, sheep. But it's no longer just rules and commands and dictates that he gives us. No, he's wiser than that. He knows that drumming up people to try to be righteous, to do his work, to do his tasks and keep his rules isn't the way. So he teaches us and he reveals to us the endless immensity of the sea of his love. This revealing takes place in Jesus and in his cross, where he died for us and paid for our sins of following the idols of this world, the stuff that rusts and thieves break in and steal. Not so we could earn our way like we were building a boat or something, but so that instead we could be forgiven and be brought out of following those things and into following Christ. So we could be free to be what? Maybe you can guess it on Good Shepherd Sunday. Sheep. The sheep we already were, and now in Christ, follow the Good Shepherd. Driven now to emulate him. Not by our own actions or impulses, but by our faith. That is our longing for the great sea of who our God is, displayed in the willing death of Jesus. Now we're glad to build for him and work and copy him because we long for him and we no longer pine after temporary things. But now, born again by faith in the water of baptism, he gives us new eyes of faith fixed on the immensity of his love, and we're glad to follow, as John puts it in his epistle in chapter 4, verse 19. We love because he first loved us. His love inspires us. His forgiveness spans the chasm between life and death, between good and evil, and leads us along by His word. His sheep know His voice, the voice of His mercy, the voice of real forgiveness. They recognize it right away. They need it bad, so they follow their good shepherd every step of the way. We do know His voice, the voice of our shepherd, as He speaks His forgiveness to us even this morning. And please, if you don't recognize it, let's talk. When He says, "I forgive you your sins," those are His words. They're no pastors. They're Christ's. Recognize your shepherd. Follow Him. We know His voice when He speaks His promises, when He cares for us, and when He picks us up in His arms, and we know that we're safe for eternity within the flock, His flock of the church. And in all this, we can truly, truly rejoice, because that takes the pressure off of us. How? Well, He's the shepherd. He lives. He'll be the leader through the trials and troubles of our lives and lead us on to greener pastures one day in heaven and lay us down beside those still waters of His mercy. But right now, let Him be the leader. Stop trying to be it ourselves. We're just sheep. We're no shepherds. We're so good at that, you know. The shepherd sheep. That's what we go for. The Lord is my shepherd, the psalmist writes. I shall not want. In our context today, we can also say for anyone or anything else to follow. If we've strayed, and when we stray, we're reminded of the shepherd image again. The shepherd and his lost sheep. Because this shepherd is so good that when we stray, He will find us. He will come to us. He will not lose one of His flock, of which He marked by His own mark in the waters of holy baptism. He will come and He will find us. Displayed by the fact that we're all in this building that we call a sanctuary this morning. That's why we're here. He found us again. I don't know what you were straying into. You don't know what I might have been straying into. But He picked us up and He brought us back this morning because He is our good shepherd. And no matter what dark valley, no matter what shadow of death we may have to face in this life, we shall not fear, for He is with us and He's leading us and we're following the good shepherd. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. At this time, we invite the congregation to please stand if you're able as we confess our faith this morning to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. We now come to the time in our service where we join in prayer as the church. Our response for our prayers this morning is, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Loving Father, your Son is the great shepherd of the sheep who faithfully gathers his flock to himself in the pastures of the church. Grant us steadfast faith to hear his voice and to follow him, even through the valley of the shadow of death, that we may receive our portion in his abundant life. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Father, by the work of your Spirit, through the means of grace, you daily add to the number of believers. Grant your people courageous hearts and bold tongues to proclaim your truth, trusting that you will gather more in keeping with your gracious will. Lord, in your mercy. O Shepherd of Israel, you have clothed us with Christ's righteousness and taught us to love all that is good, beautiful, and true. We pray today that you would bless all artists, artisans, composers, musicians, and craftsmen and writers, that they may employ all their skills for your glory and in service to the gospel, testify to your saving death and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you hold in your hands all the might of men, and you hold accountable those who would govern your people. Lord, grant us good government and good leaders who will honor your purpose, protect your people, serve the cause of justice, and defend our liberty. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Shepherd, your wounds are our healing, and your voice our certainty. Hear us on behalf of those who suffer in body and mind, or who grieve, or to whom death draws near. This morning we name, especially from the altar, those who've asked to be remembered in our prayers or that we're praying for: Barb Luco, Tom Poole, Frankie Gray, Nathan Poole, Brooklyn Clasby, Carolyn Jerry, Mona Hauser, Marcella Pilcher, Betty Gray, Sandy Santisteven, Betty Patton, Sunny Rumler, Frank Rendon, Ella Clark, Greg and Chris, Don Hermanson, and all those that we name silently and on our hearts at this time. Lord, grant them healing according to your will. Lord, we also lift up to you this morning by name the Tolsma family, that you would comfort them in their time of loss. Pastor George at their church, that you would strengthen him and Rasharla and the family. Lord, give us grace to sustain us in our troubles and remind us of the sure hope you've given us as our shepherd of everlasting life. Lord, also abide with the unemployed and the distraught. Return them to health and livelihood. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the wake of your Son's resurrection, your people devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to the prayers. Unite your people in the one true faith, and grant penitent hearts to all who come to receive the sacrament this day. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Lord, as you have put our sins to death in Christ's body on the tree, so bring life to our faith by his Spirit, that in your continual grace we may bring forth the fruit of holy lives. Lord, in your mercy, all these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We come to the point in our service where we have an opportunity to give back to the Lord a portion of those things that he so graciously blessed us with in our tithes and in our offerings. As the offerings are collected and presented this morning, we'll enjoy some instrumental music from our organist. You've been joining us on the radio this morning. We thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you listening in and hearing God's word with us. If you're gathered here in the sanctuary, we invite you to please stand if you're able for our service of the sacrament. It's found on page 8 in your bulletin. Page 9, sorry. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially, are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 God, God.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament to my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
been listening to Pastor Jason Cody live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
KSPK.